When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Traceability adoption is ramping up as companies need to be able to prove the provenance of their products to meet consumer and regulatory demands. But for premium fibers, digital authentication is not only about sustainability, it's also a means to certify and protect material quality claims. Pima Cotton organization Supima has been expanding its traceability offerings to enhance both trust and transparency. I'm Jasmine Malik Chua, Sourcing and Labor Editor at Sourcing Journal. Joining me to discuss Supima's traceability efforts is the organization's Vice President, Marketing and Promotions, Buxton Midyet. Welcome, Buxton. Nice to have you here.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Jasmine. Great to see you.
And we've seen a growing list of companies get called out for greenwashing by watchdog organizations. How is Supima using traceability and data to support your brand partners improving their products' environmental claims?
Well, we always say that you can't have sustainability without traceability. And if you don't know where a product comes from, you really can't speak credibly about sustainability. And so we really put our focus on a platform that not only authenticates the fiber, but can trace it back to its origin. So it's really that 1-2 punch, if you will, of those two elements that we're bringing to kind of serve our partners.
So the name of Supima's newly launched Acre traceability solution, it's spelled A-Q-R-E, but pronounced Acre, it stands for authenticity, quality, and responsibility. Why do authenticity and quality sit alongside responsibility in this platform?
Well, you know, we wanted to come up with a name that really encapsulated kind of the organization, its goals as a, you know, a premium, you know, world's finest cottons. And so, you know, the authenticity is about the authenticity of the origin. The quality is really represents the premium aspect of this beautiful, rare fiber. And the responsibility is really not just Supima, but all the partners who are involved, and not only our growers, but the spinners, the weavers, knitters, cut and sew, to the manufacturers and the brands and retailers, that this responsibility is, it's about the whole entire ecosystem.
And how does it build on Supima's previous traceability efforts?
We're taking our licensing program, which, you know, for the past decades, we've had probably around 500 to 600 licensees, around 200, around 300 manufacturers, then 200 brands and retailers. And so we've been, over the past decades, licensing the entire supply chain. So every t-shirt, sock, sheet, towel with the Supima name on it had a paper trail going all the way across the supply chain, all the way back to the origin. You know, we always recognized that there were limitations to doing that. And so now this is about taking that paper trail system onto a digital platform, onto blockchain. We're basically going to tokenize the cotton and create a token for every kilo of Supima cotton. And that's at the yarn stage. And then that product will march across the supply chain and be traceable and at the yarn and fabric stage it will be forensically tested, as well as at the finished product stage according to volume. On the digital platform side, we're working with Textile Genesis, which is a widely used platform for textiles and apparel and home fashion. And on the forensic side, we partner with Oritain, who also is very widely respected for their work in forensics to verify the Supima cotton content of a product that's on the platform. Now that this isn't just a pilot project with one brand or one manufacturer, because you hear a lot of news about, you know, brands buying from a single grower here and there, but this is our entire, everything with the Supima trademark on it will pass through this platform.
It's almost like a supercharged chain of custody.
It is. It really is. And you, the thing is, you know, people look at blockchain as an end-all solution when it just traces the product, and maybe the product is not aligned, is not valid in terms of the specs. And so you know, I always say garbage in, garbage out. If you start with something that is a substitute or not the authentic item, tracking it across the supply chain won't really get you anything. And that's where that key and critical point, the forensic testing comes in, that you have to have that in order to validate, authenticate the product.
So you spoke about authenticity and authentication. Other premium and sustainable cotton varieties, such as organic or Egyptian, have been the target of fakes. What have been the financial and reputational implications for companies that get duped?
The reputational risk is tremendous. Companies that have been caught in a situation knowingly or unknowingly where fiber is misrepresented or willfully substituted, if they're publicly held, they can lose a large part of their value. If they're privately held, consumers really take these matters seriously at being duped. So there's a huge risk. There's risk in terms of the content, but also there's a big risk in not knowing your supply chain. Since June of 2022, there have been over 600 shipments that have been detained by customs coming into the United States of fashion goods. And so, you know, then the question comes up when these goods are detained, it is about proving origin and where they came from. And so being able to answer that in detail and credibility is so, so important.
So it's not just about sustainability, but it's about human rights, due diligence, which are all words that are increasingly important in this industry today.
Yes, very important. And, you know, that's really, we've gotten incredible feedback from our brands and retailers in terms of the Acre Project and the ability to really trace back, you know, to start with the fiber, and then that fiber marches all the way to the supply chain. So when it reaches the retailer and brand who are bringing the product in from overseas, in most cases, they can see the full provenance of that product. They are so enthusiastic and excited to have that visibility because they want to know too. They're contracting on a certain basis with certain understandings and stipulations on how products are made. So this actually, in a way, I feel like we're kind of at square one just by this huge but and significant step of knowing where things come from. Then I think we can really begin to do the work in earnest around you know, ethical conditions around manufacture, living wages, sustainability. I think, you know, we can really begin to answer and address those questions once we know where things come from.
Let's talk about the fiber itself. Well, one of the attributes that separates Supima from other cottons is durability due to longer staple fiber length. What sustainability opportunities does this unlock? And how does this longevity affect the life cycle impact of Supima cotton?
Well, it's a great point to bring up. And I can tell an anecdote about one of our past chairmen who would come to New York and buy Supima jeans every year. And he would do so because he said, you know, my Supima jeans, they're lighter, they breathe better, more comfortable, but I only have to buy one pair per season. He said, when I buy my, you know, I'm not going to name names, other jeans, a well-known brand, he said, I have to buy three pairs because I just wear right through them. And so when we think about sustainability, it's really about longevity plays a huge role. and that things last longer. And because the fiber is stronger, it lasts longer. The fibers are finer. That means they retain the color better, and the length really gives it a softness that it just improves and makes them more comfortable with every usage. So it's a big part of it. And with Supima being a natural fiber, mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about microparticles, mm-hmm. Slopping off into the water system, while you're washing and caring for the product. It's completely, biodegradable, compostable. You put it in compost it. It's not going to last over 2 months. It'll be gone.
Yeah. And it's great news for the resale market too, right? Which is really heating up right now.
That's the thing, that you can just keep on. These products have many, many lives. Mm-hmm. And again, that really, that prolongs that carbon capture for the product. Because we're not striving to be carbon neutral. Supima actually as a plant sequesters carbon from the environment, and is part of the solution to global warming.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sold. Thank you so much, Buxton, for this wonderful conversation. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Jasmine. And thanks for all your great work at Sourcing Journal. We really appreciate all the support.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.